Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm coming to you with the December 2024 Energy Update. Whew, guys, how we doing? How we doing? It has been a ride. I could feel an intensity coming in November, and I don't know if I knew it would be this intense, but here we are. So this is a time to really ground and replenish. Rest, retreat, and stay in touch with your heart center. I'm just getting this sort of waiting downtime period, okay? So as we discussed last month, this is the time of transformation, and we are all being forced to release the illusions of powerlessness around us. So for most of this community, the results of the election were obviously not what we hoped for, wanted, or most of us felt intuitively would happen. And I think that really threw things for a loop for a lot of people. So this is a true test of not letting our outer conditions control what we create in our reality. Look at this time as like the final act of the old energy, you guys. It's like, I just keep feeling like this is still the breakdown before the breakthrough. So we're really being called to trust and know that this is all a part of our personal ascension process. Those of us that have been doing this work a long time, we've been talking about the ascension process since 2012. You know, that's when it really, the momentum started. And here we are, guys. Okay, so what I feel like happened in this time with the election is this powerful desire for unity, love, peace, safety, oneness has now, due to the recent events, reached exponential levels. Like, and we're going to see that manifestation. It's like a wave that is coming. So try to disconnect from the fear and the dread and instead focus on yourself, focus on your own life and what you want to create. That's where your power is right now. Okay. So my first response to the election results, full transparency, was sadness, disappointment, but there was this deep feeling of peace. I was woken up at 4 a.m. the morning of November 6th, and it was like, something ain't right, something ain't right. And then I had this weird angelic presence that just gave me this overwhelming feeling of like, it's going to be okay and peace. So in the days following, I understood that this was here for us in a way that we just can't understand. And I hear really clearly that this outcome is somehow the highest and quickest path to where we want to go. It's almost like it accelerated the ascension process, you know, according to my channel. So of course, take what works and throw out the rest. But this is an important time to sort of review your personal definitions. Who are you? Who do you want to be? Okay. So depending on the lens you have on, it's going to change what you're seeing. So if you're like, this is all happening for us, great. That's what we need to do right now. The perceptual lens determines what we see, how we feel, and what we create. So this is a time to sort of take control of your perceptual lens. So what lens are you using for your frame of reference right now? So we want to see through the eyes of Source, God, that you are. My friend wrote something really beautiful. She is in the LGBTQ community, also having two daughters. And so she was very activated by this whole election. And she wrote something so beautiful. And I want to repeat it to you only because I feel like this is exactly the energy that I think is the evolved way to look at it. And she wrote, to all who voted for Trump, I will fight for your rights even when you voted against mine, and I will love you even when you hate me. And that's the new energy, is I'm going to be love, I'm going to be true to who I am, and take everybody else out of the equation, okay? So I am being told, like, the truth's going to come out. Like, trust this process. It's going to happen when it happens. So work on sort of casting your cosmic vote for the world you want to see. The world is in process of splitting, you guys. And now, this is very woo-woo, but I'm going there with you guys, okay? I've been hearing for years, and I've heard this from psychics and other intuitives, that, like, there's a sort of 3D, 5D split. And you can call it that. You can call it a timeline split. People say the light is getting lighter, the dark is getting darker. So we want to stay on the side of higher consciousness, where the light is. So that's all you can see, because we're walking in a landscape of new energy, despite how it looks right now. So start making things better in your own little world and watch the energy start to transform around you. This is really a call inward. Okay. So I'm also feeling, guys, we have such, I've never felt this in my life. I've always been, you know, intuitive and aware of non-physical, but guys, the earth has powerful help from non-physical right now, aiding in this transformation. I've never felt anything like this in my entire existence. This is the time where the world is like raising consciousness and the veil is thinner than it has ever been. Now, not everybody is choosing that path. Not everybody is, and that's okay. That's up to them. We cannot choose for other people. Our power is what we choose. So we are being supported and loved. So ask for evidence of this in your own life. Focus on and be with people that make you feel safe and where you can be 100% yourself. Like, this is sort of a cocoon time. It's not that, you know, you don't want to relate to people that maybe disagree with you. We obviously want to be able to hold space for people that disagree with us, but the time feels very sensitive. So we don't want to get in arguments. We don't want to get in debates. You want to feel a safe space within you right now. That is really the priority in this coming month. Okay. Because I am feeling like we're in a waiting period where we just can't depend on the circumstances to make us feel better or make us feel good. We must rely on our own inner world and our own divine connection to find the love and the peace that we are seeking. This is true embodiment, empowerment, mastery that we are in right now, guys. We are in the master class. Okay. This is it. This is the time we came to be here on earth, you guys. So try to do things without being attached to outcome. You know, difficult times are defining moments, okay? And we're entering a sacred initiation. And it looks scary and it looks bleak, but we're gonna cross that threshold from one state to another. And this is the time to kind of break our own personal chains and rewrite the future, okay? So I gave you guys a meditation last month, and it was seeing yourself surrounded with light and beaming love to you, and that love is coming to you, and seeing millions more around you and the entire you sending love. I would ask that you do that meditation again this month. Just really spreading the love, the peace, the joy, seeing a new earth, guys. This is what new earth represents, okay? Unity, oneness, abundance for all, freedom for all, empowerment for all, and harmony, and people getting to be whoever they want to be in this life, people, safety, security. So just keep putting that energy out there. And for December, guys, just lay low. They're just giving me like, really be kind to yourself. This is an inner month. This is a month to go inward before this sort of wave of energy hits us in 2025. Okay, guys? So take care of yourselves. Please know that all is well. All is working out better than we could ever imagine. Okay? So trust this process and do your best to take charge of your own energy. I love you guys so much. We got this. Let's manifest a great month and a great upcoming year.